Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I also heard him say, though, that he didn't think the sitting him out wouldn't necessarily lead to, like, he said this is like something he's gonna be doing for another 5 or 6 months. Like, he's not gonna feel right for 5 or 6 months. Meaning that if you think that by him sitting 2 weeks, he's suddenly gonna be way more mobile again, he kind of pushed back on that a little bit. There's obviously a re-injury risk, but if you just think like, oh, if he sits 2 games, he's just gonna be way more mobile, and he might have more, he might have more confidence in his ankle, but ultimately it's still gonna be a problem. Like, we remember this from a couple years ago where 1 year Mahomes had to have a little operation, a procedure done in the offseason. Yeah, the other years it took until like April or May for him to actually feel right. So I don't, this isn't like, if you're a logic, my thing was sitting him on Saturday.
Mine is just like, how many of these lower leg things can you suffer before it's a real problem? Like, you have to have serious surgery, not like a cleanup.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know what the exact procedure was a couple of years ago. The same doctor though, also with Carrington yesterday, you should listen to the full interview. It's up on the Odyssey app. Mentioned that a lot of athletes, this is what he said. I trust him on this. He said a lot of athletes are a little cautious on getting surgery on the ankle because while they might have more confidence in it, their mobility is less. Like, the ankle doesn't do what it's usually used to doing, even after a procedure, and therefore can cause other injuries because other parts of your body are whether it's more stress on or whatever. Listen to the full interview. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but
sure.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
It is. And like, I understand that. Like, I understand the fear to like limit yourself in that day. But like, at some point, if I'm the Chiefs, the only thing that would be brought up with this, and this is why I would say, like, once again, the entire offseason is about fixing the offensive line. He's now suffered a relatively high number of lower leg injuries. 3 times with the ankle, 1 time with the knee. Like, it's always players in and around his legs. And while I think that there's probably no quarterback in the league more qualified to play with an ankle injury than Patrick Mahomes at this point, like, I do think at some point you got to start being like, I can't keep letting his ankles get hit like this.
This is what the Dr. Jesse Moore said with CDI yesterday. Does he think Mahomes will actually play on Saturday?
I know his history well. I don't know him personally, but I study NFL players and injuries. I've been doing this since 2017. So there's certain guys that you will have to chop off their leg to get them out of the field, and this is one of those guys. They're in a good position right now, so maybe they say, hey, no, we're going to have you take off this week. But if it's up to him, he's going to play. That's just who he is. That's just the caliber of competitiveness he has. He has never missed a game due to an ankle injury, and this is number 6. So if history is any indicator, he will play through this like he has the others.
The only difference, of course, is they're in the middle of a 3-game and 11-day stretch. Otherwise, that's pretty notable. Six ankle injuries, and he hasn't missed a game because of it.
I mean, it doesn't... Stats don't lie on that one, right? He's had that many, and he's never missed a game? And it's not like... And I would say, like, this isn't like... I don't think he'd play if the Wednesday game was this week, right? If it was Saturday to win... Like, if he got hurt on Saturday, he's not playing Wednesday.
Right.
And I know it's a short week. It's a day. It's a day. It's not a short week, really. The next one, that's short. I'm not saying one day's not nothing for an NFL healing perspective, but it's not this massive difference, this 24 hours hypothetical. Or not even hypothetical, the 24 hours. The 3 days after, my concern is if you get rolled up there once, you are just cashing the ticket that says you're not playing Wednesday. And now 10 days after that, you're going to get plenty of rest. So if you can get through, this is always the challenge. If you can get through the 2 games in 4 days scenario, well, then you get 10 days to ice, elevate, rest, do whatever before you get Denver. Yeah. And that game might not matter.
Now, this was what Dr. Jesse Moore said about the off season and what kind of what you were alluding to, more the longer term stuff.
Now, Mahomes, unfortunately, is no stranger to this injury. He's had this several times before. He had a left one in 2019. He had the right one, which is what he suffered this time. If you remember, late in the playoffs in 23, that it was a grade two, so worse than he's currently dealing with. He powered through that, and then he suffered that re-injury, if you remember, in the Super Bowl 2 years ago when he was hobbling like crazy. He reportedly avoided surgery, which is part of the reason probably he ended up suffering it this time, because if you do surgery on this, usually they put a tightrope procedure where they basically cinch it together and they put a screw through it, but it also makes it a lot harder to re-injure. So he had a couple ankle sprains earlier this year, predominantly on the inside of the left ankle, but unfortunately this one was a high ankle to the right that they confirmed last night.
The other part is background on what potentially could happen and what hasn't happened.
Sounds
and
awful. I guess the one argument for the surgery against is the same one he said before. If you've had an injury to your ankle six times and you've never missed a single game as a result of it, is it that big of a deal? Like,
Well, the fact that it's grade one, he said grade one versus grade two, he's played through a worse ankle injury than this one.
On shorter
notice. The only difference, again, in terms of availability, is that you know what you're dealing with. You have a number one seed with the short turnaround Saturday to Wednesday. That's the difference. Otherwise, yeah, the numbers would show you, based off of how many times he had this injury, that he's going to find a way to play on Saturday. That finding him playing on Saturday is different than the conversation, if some people want to have it like we did yesterday, which is, should he play? There's the difference. And I heard Dane and Hughes this morning talking with Bob about it. I know Mitch Holthus last night, Chiefs Kingdom show, and we was discussing it as well. Like, if Mahomes wants to play, basically, and can play, he's going to play, kind of thing. And the numbers back that up.
Yeah. And I mean, that's always goes back to the same thing, which is that. But I would, if I'm the Chiefs, the long term thing is, like, I want Patrick Mahomes to play at least 42. And if his ankles are busted up every year, like, at some point, that feels like a challenge. I actually want him to play till he's like 50, but I felt like 42 is a more reasonable ask.